Hockman and Zaslow here. Game night, Zaslow.
Yes.
We've got a game tonight.
Yes, game three.
Heat and Bucks, this time in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
You had games one and two in Miami, and now game three tonight.
That's how they do it. Yeah, they change venues.
In Milwaukee. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, bounce around. You know, not fair to have them all in Miami or all in Milwaukee, so they change them around. What scares you, Zaslow, about Milwaukee, about the Bucks?
Well, I've talked about this before. I'm concerned that the Heat could be staying near the Pfister Hotel, which I've heard terrible, terrible stories
from the
Marlins.
So there's not a person on the Bucks that scares you?
No. I'm, because ghosts, listen, I don't mess around with ghosts.
You believe in ghosts?
Maybe, and I don't mess around with them.
Okay, well, this guy that we have on the phone, joining us here on the Sports Grill guest line, voted best wings in Miami, find your location at sportsgrillmiami.com, is Noah Lee, and the website is paranormalmilwaukee.com. And Noah Lee, you are essentially, you're a Ghostbuster, correct?
Essentially. We prefer the term paranormal investigator, but yes.
Okay, but for me, a layman, Ghostbuster, I understand it better than paranormal investigator. But the Heat, I don't know if they're staying at the Pfister Hotel or not, but the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, I mean, there's a million stories about it being haunted. Have you paranormally investigated the Pfister Hotel?
Unfortunately not. Even though there's lots of claims there, the management is not very open to publicly stating that it is a haunted hotel. They want to try to keep it upscale, if you will, and they consider ghosts to be low scale, I guess.
Yeah. So you have to get approval, obviously, and they're not giving the approval. That makes a lot of sense. But based on what you've heard, I mean, I've heard so many stories about the Pfister Hotel. Based on what you've heard, like Pfister Hotel, it's haunted?
It seems to be very haunted. You know, there's two main portions of the hotel. There's the old original portion, and then there's also a newer tower portion that was built in the 60s. And that's actually where the majority of the sports teams, when they stay at the Pfister, is where they stay. So the claims that are coming out from mainly professional baseball players are situated in those two towers there.
All right, tell me some of the stuff you've heard, because I've heard players in the middle of the night, they hear babies crying. They'll have electronic equipment that will turn on in the middle of the night when they didn't turn it on. I mean, I know, most professional baseball teams, they make a lot of money. Players stay, they have their own room. Players who stay in the Pfister Hotel, they'll bunk together because they're worried. Tell me some of the stuff you've heard.
Yeah, so I have some stories going all the way back to 2001 with Adrian Beltre. He basically had his air conditioning and his TV turning on and off by themselves while he was staying in a room there.
Well, how does that, before, let me interrupt you for a second. Is it a ghost doing that?
Well, I mean, it could be a ghost or it could be an electrical issue.
It's a wide span there.
Right.
Yeah, so it's hard to say 100%, but, this is something. That's not the only thing. He had a lot of pounding going on the outside of the hallway, on his door, and on his headboard, also while he was trying to sleep there. There was one player, I think it was Carlos Gomez, he actually had an issue with his iPod, where it came on by itself, started playing static, and then started vibrating, and it almost fell off his nightstand, so when he went to grab it, it played music for a second, and then went back to static again.
Well, now, wait a second. Is that a ghost, or is that a glitch?
That's a ghost. I don't like that story. That is a ghost
there. Noah Lee is with us. Noah Lee works for Paranormal Milwaukee. So do the Heat have anything to worry about in Milwaukee? Is Milwaukee more haunted than most cities?
Yeah, like I'm wondering, Noah, like what would you do Paranormal Milwaukee? Like, could it be Paranormal San Diego or like is it only Milwaukee?
Oh, no, it's not only Milwaukee. I mean, there's San Diego is also a very old city. It's all about history, right? So it all comes down to the history of the city and the history of what has happened at these locations that leads to these ghost stories. Now, whether they're actually ghosts or not, that's a lot of interpretation that's being left up to that. But there's people who are generally frightened. You know, professional athletes are generally frightened, so frightened that, yeah, they bunk together or, you know, they leave the hotel in the middle of the night because they don't want to deal with things that they've had happen to them in the past there or from stories that they've heard from other ballplayers that have stayed there. Now, I actually don't know if when the visiting teams visit the Bucks, if they stay at the Pfister or if they stay somewhere else. I actually don't know that. So it depends if Miami Heat are going to be staying in the Pfister Hotel. And if they are, well, maybe some of them might have a few sleepless nights and might result in some poor play the next day. But
is there another place in Milwaukee that the Heat players should avoid?
Like, are there other hotels?
Yeah. Is there like a super haunted place, a restaurant, a street?
No. I mean, really. I mean, the downtown part of Milwaukee is the oldest part of the city, and it was built first because it was nearest to the lake, and then it kind of expanded westward from there. So, basically, downtown, which is where all the arenas are, and which is where all the higher fancy, high-end hotels are all located, that's generally where all the people who have enough money to stay there are going to stay. So pretty much anywhere downtown is kind of is open to interpretation for a possibility of haunting, but the most well-known hotel in town is definitely going to be the Pfister. But there are others. The Ambassador has stories associated with Jeffrey Dahmer. There's also the Iron Horse, which is in our location, which has some haunted history to it. So it's not the only place in town, but it's the one that gets the most press because I think that's where the higher class people. I mean, even Joey Lawrence stayed at the Pfister Hotel, and he had an experience.
Joey Lawrence from the TV show Celebrity Diving?
The same.
Yeah.
And Blossom.
That's right.
And
most
Blossom,
people
yeah, sure.
refer to him as Joey Lawrence from Blossom.
I know him as Joey Lawrence from Splash. Go ahead, Noah. I interrupted you. I got excited.
So, yeah, he actually went on a different TV show called Celebrity Ghost Stories and recounted something happening. And it was with he was staying in a suite in the hotel and when he was touring for Dancing with the Stars, actually. And he had an experience. Him and his whole family were staying in this suite, and he had kids' toys there, and his kids' toys were actually coming on by themselves and playing.
Yeah, like, I don't think these guys, like, that's crazy, you know. Like, and I don't believe that these people are lying. It's too many cases. You got these ball players, you got a celebrity there, like you're saying, Joey Lawrence. Like, I mean, like, you believe them with their story. Now, you don't necessarily know what it is, Noah, but you believe their story,
right.
What they're telling you, right?
Yes, I believe that they're not making it up. I think that they genuinely believe that they have experienced something that they don't understand and has frightened them. I don't, because of who they are, because they're celebrities and, you know, high-profile athletes, I don't see a plus to them saying that they think they experienced something. It's not like they need press. You know, they're professional athletes. They're doing things themselves. If anything, it's going to bring them ridicule in the eyes of their teammates or, you know, their colleagues. So I don't think it's something they're going to bring is to try to get press for themselves. So I definitely do believe they generally believe that they experienced something. What it actually was that caused them to experience what they did, whether it's paranormal or not, is up to interpretation there.
ParanormalMilwaukee.com is the website. So you are a paranormal investigator. Do ghosts exist?
I don't know. That's the question. I don't know. We spend a lot of time debunking people's claims. We try to find evidence of what the paranormal may or may not be, but I'm skeptically optimistic. I think that of all the millions of claims that occur out there, even if only 0.01% of those are actually related to the paranormal, it's something worthwhile studying. It may not be what we think it is. A lot of people think it's, you know, spirits of dead people. Maybe it's something else, but I do think there's something out there, but I don't know exactly what.
And have you ever had an experience that just scared the hell out of you?
You know, I have not. I'm a scientist. I have a bachelor's degree and two master's degrees. I'm pretty well trained to ensure that I keep my calm about me. I have not had something happen. I've had strange things happen where I'm like, where, you know, why would that occur? Or how did that happen? But nothing that I was, like, just frightened from.
Who would be a scarier Milwaukee ghost, Gorman Thomas or Robin Yount?
That'd be a tough one. I mean, Yount had that mustache, but I think it would depend on what context that he was coming across.
All right. Both of them would be. Anybody as a ghost probably scary.
Yeah, anyone would scare.
Noah Lee, the website is ParanormalMilwaukee.com. The Heat are in Milwaukee tonight. You'll hear the game here, by the way. We're going to f*** your team up.
Go Bucks.
So it's Heat tonight, Heat and Bucks. You'll hear it here on the ticket. Noah, thank you for joining
us Noah.
This morning, and hopefully hopefully the Heat will not be haunted while they're in Milwaukee.
And if they lose, you know, you always can blame it on that.
Yeah.
It happens
right.
all the time.
We will not blame it on the talent of the Bucks. We will name it.
We'll find something else.
On ghosts.
Yeah.
Thank you, Noah. We appreciate
Thanks, Noah.
It.
Thanks, guys.
So after speaking with him, Zaslow, are you more or less convinced that there are or are not ghosts?
I don't like it, man. I don't f*** with ghosts.